You and I went to a show.
We did. At Civic Theater last night. It's Les Liaisons Dangereux, and it's Dangerous Liaison.
Right, but, which, if you remember, was the Glenn Close movie, the Radovich. No, what's his name? That was my ex's name, Michael Radovich. That's not who he is. John Malkovich is Anne Michelle Pfeiffer. Shout out to my ex, Michael Radovich.
Okay.
No, and it was a movie that came out in the 80s. Absolutely. Phenomenal movie. Well, this is the stage version based off of the best-selling book that the movie was based off of, that they did at Civic. And it was very, we haven't been to a lot of Civic shows.
We haven't.
No. So we go to this and it's very different.
It's set into the Pan Am era, which, if you don't know, that's the Hunger Games era.
Did you say Pan Am like the airline?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, Pan Am, that's what the country is called.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. District 1 through 13, Pan Am. Yeah. Anyway, so that's where it's set. And everything is very Hunger Games.
A bunch of pilots and stewardesses. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, yes. So it's very much in that. So the thing that we enjoyed a lot is the style. You know how
it was very fun.
The style of Hunger Games is very high, avant-garde fashion.
Yes, very much. Very colorful, very quirky.
This was the same. The hair is crazy in it. All the guys are wearing cool, kind of weird suits, and the women have crazy big hair with lots of colors
in
it.
And ballroom dresses.
Beautiful dresses.
Oof,
with amazing like, we were so gay that we were just mesmerized by all the shoes.
Yeah.
All so
every time a new pair of shoes, Jonathan's like, what?
What? What was even better about this is I love edgy theater in Spokane. Mm-hmm. I love directors trusting Spokane to be able to have an open mind about these things. We're very sex positive. Let me tell you, this play is all about sex and, you know, lying, deceit and sex. That just narrows it down right there. That's the whole show.
It basically is, yeah. And it's, you know, there's a lot of scenes where they have two beds on the side and each bed is preoccupied a lot.
It is. And it gets a little...
It does. It's funny because you and I were talking about how many people were in there with season tickets or didn't know about the play and just showed up.
That just,
And there were, you know, after intermission, about half the theater was out of there and they didn't come back.
And I loved it, though. First
it
of
was
all,
great.
It was
it
a
was
great
amazing.
Play. I loved the director's point of view. Yes. It showed... It was very different. It felt like, and he brought in 80s music. So it's almost, you know how in movies they bring music in to set the mood, and sometimes there's a scene where, you know, the lovers are kissing and the music swells. You don't typically see that in stage plays, and he brought all of that in. It even snowed at the end.
It did.
It was
feathers.
Very filmy, yet theatrical and sexy.
It was sexy, for sure, in all of those things. I enjoyed it. I think...
I did too.
If you want to see a good... progressive, maybe edgy play.
Yes.
Or if you want to experience something different, then go see it. Go
see
it.
Well, you know, we talked about when I went and saw Wild Party, which was at the Modern Theater.
Yes.
We talked about that. This is even more pushing the sexy sexiness even further. These people had to like each other.
Wild Party was less sexy?
Yeah, this pushed it even more.
Really?
I mean, in the Wild Party, there was no one, like, moving his hand up the woman's thigh, which happened last night.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
That's true. There was
that. But the movie's amazing if you haven't seen it, so check that out with Glenn Close and my ex, Michael Radovich.
Apparently.
With John Malkovich. And then I would suggest going seeing this play. It's great to see local talent in there, and I'll tell you that it is. It opened this week, but it's going to run this weekend, so it's on tonight again. It'll run next weekend and the following weekend. So it doesn't end until the 31st. So go to Civic Theater. Check this out. I love that they're trying new things.
They are.
You know what I mean?
So and that's great. And they have an interesting lineup for next year's.
I know Beauty and the Beast is on
Beauty
there.
Beauty and the Beast is on there.
But I didn't see anything as pushing it as Les Liaisons Dangereux.
No. I mean, you can't push it too much. If you're wow. If you should never take French ever. And just don't.
I love it.
But they don't have anything too pushy. You're right.